and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, this film is based on a true story, and it centers around what is essentially a ragtag black ops organization that is founded during World War II by the British to basically do what needs to be done to take care of the Nazis. And for this particular portion of this ragtag group that were colloquially known as the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, they were a group that, like I said, they basically did dirty work and did it without authorized permission from the British government. And they were kind of what would be later MI6, and would also inspire James Bond. That's what this group was. And particularly we focus on Operation Postmaster, which was a mission that took place off the coast of Africa that was to basically take care of German U-boats and helping to calm the sea so that the British could move about, as well as getting the Americans later on able to get them over to Europe to fight in the European front. And that's the premise of the film. Just as much as how long the title is, it's the kind of the explanation of the premise of the film is kind of long as well. I was super excited about this film for many reasons. It's another Guy Ritchie film. I have been on a Guy Ritchie kick, as you can tell by this podcast. There have been multiple films of his that I have covered, going back to The Wrath of Man, to Operation Fortune, and now this film. And so I've been kind of interested in what Guy Ritchie's done of late, because it's been pretty cool stuff. You can hear my reviews on those films in the archives. But I was really interested in watching this film because it's a Guy Ritchie film. It's got a tremendous cast. And I am, you know, history buff, and especially World War II. So super interested in checking this out and was hyped for this film. This was one of my most anticipated films of the year. And it didn't disappoint for me. I really enjoyed it. I thought it did a great job of showcasing the cast and the talent here to really complement what was going on with this team. And, you know, like I said, got to mention the cast, because that's really what drew me to the film and what I love about the film. Henry Cavill is the leader of this ragtag bunch. He is tremendous. He's so funny, and he complements that humor with the action that he does. And, you know, his character, Gus Marsh, is the impetus for James Bond, because Ian Fleming, who is a character in this film, actually did serve in this organization, although he served more in under the actual British government side of it with the army and such. But he was a part of, you know, working with this team, and so he was inspired by Gus Marsh to write James Bond. And so it's kind of funny that Henry Cavill is playing what would be the proto James Bond. But this, his character is so funny, but yet it's so, you know, when he needs to be serious, he's serious. And so really, this is probably one of my favorite Henry Cavill performances. Alan Ritchson is another one that's on the team. He is so, like, so good here. He comes off at times like he wants to be like this pacifist, but yet he is very violent and vengeful, because as you learn from his backstory, you know, the Nazis, you know, basically ruined his life, and so he wants revenge on the Nazis. And that's really the theme with all the team, pretty much, is that there's a wanting of revenge. Really, I thought the underrated character in this film is Henry Golding's character. He's kind of the demolitions expert and blows everything up. We don't really see him showcased as much in the trailers, but he really is well done in this film. I really enjoyed his performance and was glad to see him, because he's an actor I really enjoy watching, and so glad to see him here showcased. And Isaac Gonzalez, who plays Marjorie, who is a spy, she works with the team to infiltrate this island that the Nazis are using to prep all the materials for helping the U-boats out, and so she's working on the island. I loved her performance as Marjorie. She was tremendous and really had that savoir-faire to go along with the action, to go along with just the humor at times. Really enjoyed her performance. Like all the team. Like, there are some actors I forgot their name or didn't catch their name, but even, you know, them as well, they were tremendous and really enjoyed their performances as well. I love that the Nazis were just, they were brash and arrogant until they got their comeuppance, of course, and so, which was always good, because, you know, in these films, it's good when you see the bad guys get their comeuppance, and that was on display fully with this film. If there's one negative that I have with the film, it's the music. There are some music beats that I really loved, but there were some parts of it that were just, I don't know, it just felt like out of touch or just out of step, and really just didn't vibe with what was going on the screen with the visuals. And so that was kind of a moment for me, but like I said, there were some musical parts that were great, especially when they were doing the actual mission was taking place. I really liked the musical notes there. I thought those were good, but there were some other ones that were just kind of eh. So that was really kind of the only negative that I had with the film. Well, also too, I wasn't really a fan of the guy that they cast for Winston Churchill. And granted, it's Winston Churchill. He's one of the most well-known historical figures. You know, that's always hard when you're casting for, you know, a famous historical figure. But I mean, we've seen guys like Gary Oldman play Winston Churchill and play him so well that it just felt like it was just kind of a second rate, for lack of a better term, Winston Churchill here. And so that was also kind of disappointing. But other than that, really enjoyed the film. It was super entertaining, super fun. And it goes along with a lot of the recent Guy Ritchie films that I've really enjoyed watching. And so if you're a Guy Ritchie fan, obviously this is, you're going to go see this film. If you're a Henry Cavill fan, I think you'll really, really dig what he did. I thought that his performance, like I said, is probably one of my favorite Henry Cavill performances that he's ever done. Just because, like I said, he melds the humor with the action. When he gets serious, he gets serious. It's that all blend together that just goes really well, that he just did a great job of. And I doubt we'll ever get Henry Cavill as James Bond, but to get the, you know, the, what was the actual real life James Bond, that for him to play that was great. And so I would say, if you're a Henry Cavill fan, you'll definitely enjoy this. If you're a historical person who loves history, I think you'll enjoy this film as well. If you're an action fan, it's got the action for you. I wouldn't say it's my favorite Guy Ritchie film in the last couple of years, but it's, you know, it is really entertaining, really enjoyable, and definitely is on my list of right now favorite films of the year. That is my thoughts on the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Long title, but it's worth it. And so it's worth going to see in the theater. And so that's my thoughts on it. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, leave a 5-star review, hopefully. Leave a written review and share the podcast around. It really does help get the word out, and it's really appreciated. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.